Good morning, Terry.
No governor in Wisconsin history has been under the microscope, on the hot seat, so to speak, than Scott Walker. Did he give the speech he needed to give last night?
Well, I think the governor certainly stayed on message, emphasizing the fact that the unemployment rate has ticked down, his ability to close the budget deficit gap. I think going into the speech last night, there was this question about whether or not he would adopt a more bipartisan approach or more bipartisan tone. Would he reach out to Democrats in the state? And on that score, I think we got very little bipartisanship in terms of policy substance. He didn't lay out a plan for how he would work with Democrats in the spring session. But overall, what he said last night was very consistent with what Wisconsinites have heard on television over the last 2 months, which is it's working.
The governor was interrupted, I think, at least four times, and there was a vocal protest happening outside the assembly chambers. This was clearly the most unusual State of the State speech, at least one that anybody can remember.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that's really remarkable is that the governor is a polarizing figure in the state. Yesterday, Marquette Law School released its first poll that showed 95% of those surveyed were able to offer and had an opinion on Governor Walker. He has the highest rate of evaluation than any governor in the country. People have firm opinions, and they are polarized opinions on him and his performance.
Do you think it will matter what he said last night? Do people pay attention to the State of the State address much in the same way they pay attention to the President's State of the Union address?
I think what Walker did last night was kind of lay out a consistent message that the state will hear over the coming months. It looks like we will have a recall election midsummer. But no, I don't think that, you know, the State of the State speech in any particular way shapes public opinion of him or moves opinion in any one direction.
He did mention a couple of initiatives, one of them to help root out waste and fraud in state government. Might those be the kinds of things that maybe help bring people of differing opinions together?
Well, I certainly think that two of the initiatives that he talked about are things that you could get bipartisan support for, you know, greater efficiency in government. Also, his Read to Lead initiative, a task force that was put together. I think those are types of policies that absolutely you could find some support from both sides. More of the contentious issues heading in, though, to the spring session are going to be questions, for example, the mining bill, which we have an assembly bill but received no input from Democrats, so there's concern there. The other area that was interesting is that the governor also talked about that there's a skills gap. One thing that we did not hear, though, in the speech was anything about higher education. There was no mention of vocational colleges, which is the Democratic response after the governor's speech noted vocational colleges did take a cut, a significant cut, in his budget. So that was one area that perhaps there could be greater common ground, but we didn't see any discussion about how to get there.
Amber Witkowski, thanks for being with us.
Thanks very much, Terry.